afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. It's a beautiful day out, August 10th. We are on iHeartRadio. All you need to do is download the app to your smartphone or tablet and take us with you wherever. You can go to WVON.com. And, of course, this is America's Heroes Group. And we partner with She Voices, She Serves, She Matters. And who are we talking about? This is a wonderful person who is our Liveline guest. Unfortunately, she's not with us. I wish she was. But she is Wanda Petty, who is Sister Soldier, as we know her, from U.S. Army, retired senior non-commissioned officer, and known, as you know, Sister Soldier. She's the president and CEO of SheVet.Inc. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here.
Well, I just appreciate you being with us. You know, the women are doing so much in the military, as you well know. But it's really growing, and I just love the article that you have weekly, of course, in the Crusader newspaper, Chicago Crusader. And, you know, I love not only you say she serves, she matters, but you've got these combat boots there, and you say she wore these. I just think that's great, you know.
So, yeah, right. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself before we go further.
Well, you know, I'm a veteran. I served 21 years in the Army, and I served in human resource management. So I was a human resource manager and worked in the personnel service command office, and had some experiences prior to my getting out that is really the catapult of my serving, you know, still continuing to serve. And it's just time. It's time right now for women such as myself who have served and had experiences to share our experiences. And so this is what SheVet is about, and She Voices, and She Serves, and She Matters. And it all just started really with my own personal experience.
Well, this is great, but there are so many more. Now, you said you spent 21 years in the Army. Do you have any idea what the percentages are now of women being in the service back when you started and what it is now?
Well, I do know that it has grown exponentially.
Absolutely.
We have, it's, women are pretty much trumping the amount of men in the service right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's grown quite a bit, and it looks like it's going to keep growing because we're fulfilling more positions that are out there, and we're feeling more positive about ourselves, and the careers are we can match the careers. So it's constantly growing. I don't quite remember the number last time I checked. I don't want to give you the wrong stats.
Mm-hmm.
That's important to me.
Sure. I understand. But
there's a lot of women that are growing, that are entering the service nowadays. So when you talk about the millennials who are going in,
uh-huh,
and those of us who are exiting out and retiring, it's a lot more weight than back in the day when we just had a few women, like in the Women Army Corps, and the men outnumbered. It's pretty much superseded now.
The one thing that is so interesting, too, I'm sure you really saw that, was the African-American graduates, female graduates from West Point just recently. Wasn't that great?
That in itself speaks of, so when you talk about African-Americans in the military, that's another growing population.
Yeah.
We are the largest population in the military. So
When you say we are, are you saying
African Americans?
Yeah, African Americans.
Not just women, but African Americans are the largest population in the armed forces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. A lot of people probably don't know that. I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But to see those ladies, all of them graduating from West Point together, and then before that, and I know you know this too, the person who was the head of the West Point group was a black woman. And that was the year before, which, you know, the stuff she had to put up with to become the head of her graduating class had to really be something. So the point is, as you're pointing out, and I'm just glad that you are doing what you're doing, women are really, really stepping up and increasing, Wanda Petty, right?
Yeah, we are increasing. And so when you talk about the increasing, and as you mentioned, the being the first, there's always a first.
Right.
And when we go through something and we are the first, it's tough. It's really tough. I've interviewed a number of women on She That Inspires who speaks of being the first engineer in the engineer course, building bridges and, you know, buildings and things like that, running commands, and the first women, the first African-American woman who was in the Navy and flying, was going through air pilot school and, you know, different things like that. And the resistance, the contrast of which they encountered, and so that they could make a pathway for us. And so it's not easy. And those things often leave scars, you know, because we feel being in the service, we have not only a standard, but an image to uphold. And oftentimes as a woman, we can't always voice our opinion. We can't appear to be weak because then that's counted against us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find our voice when we get ready to, you know, while we're in, first of all, so that we can maintain. But upon exiting out, it's important to really be able to transition and find your voice in all of that strength of which we had encountered and overcame.
Well, one thing, not only are you doing what you're doing, which I just think is great, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment, but when you went in, you spent 21 years in the service in the Army, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure things changed a lot during the time you were on duty.
Yes and no.
Well, tell me. Good. Okay.
So one of the things that she voices is out to help and to create change in is the amount of women who are scarred and who are feeling displaced while being in service, as well as when they get out. When I speak from experience, so mm-hmm. my experience mm-hmm. is, we didn't really talk about this before, but I am a victor of domestic violence while being active duty. Mm. And oftentimes, people don't think that service members encounter that, or family members encounter that, women married to service members encounter that, but it goes on. And if you're active duty and you're experiencing something like that, there's a level of protection of your job that is a high concern. So She Voices is to be able to help women find their voice and to create a safe place for them while they're active duty, as well as when they transition, so that they can be heard and feel like they're wanted, they're cared for, and they're not alone. So we with this platform of the coalition that She Serves, She Matters, and She That Inspires is collaborating, is to present a platform via media whereas we have a coalition of providers who will be there to be able to support that woman when she feels like she has nowhere else to turn because she's facing issues at work that she cannot really disclose because she fears that she may lose her job.
Good point. That
has not changed.
I got you.
There are women who have said something because of an issue or something that happened and took place in their tour of duty, and then they were discharged.
Wow.
You know, and so she didn't have a voice. She wasn't heard. And so we want to give them that voice. I remember being in that very situation, and it was because a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, who just she really was an earth angel at that moment, because she's the one that shared with my command what was going on, because I was too afraid. I realized that I couldn't say what I needed to say because my job was at jeopardy. And when you have a relationship with your command on a daily basis, you know who you can and who you can't disclose things to. And so she took a chance to disclose my situation, which saved my life. But had she not done that myself, I would have still I would have still been in jeopardy. And so I don't believe that women or anyone in that matter should be in situations where they can't speak up because of fear of their job or their life.
These
are the things that are still going on, and it's actually, I believe it's escalated, because now they're taking more action to discharge people who they consider a problem if they speak up.
Wow. Let's take a caller. We're so pleased to have our guest, Wanda Petty, who, of course, is known as Sister Soldier. And Dave is with us. Dave, thank you for calling. How you doing?
Thank you, Cliff.
Good
to hear you.
And you too, sir. Always a pleasure to hear your voice. Thanks, Dave.
You guys got a good show, as usual. They always have. And short and sweet. They said the tobacco companies couldn't be sued. Well, according to the computer, they paid out $1 trillion in damages to the public. Now, the gun companies and the NRA got immunity. Break that immunity, and you start taking money away from them big people and put it in the right hands for all this damage that their product is doing, you're going to see a change. Thank you, Cliff.
Thank you, Dave. Good point. Appreciate you, as always. What you were saying, Wanda, is that that's such, you mentioned you were personally a victim of domestic violence. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, the command at that time, it was just a slap on the wrist on what was going on. But, you know, when you have God on your side, then doors begin to open. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen for everybody.
Yeah.
So I had opportunities. I've always been a networker. I've always been someone with servitude. So I, you know, people liked me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they knew my work ethic, they knew me, they knew my character. And so with that, then when they heard that this was taking place, I was able to request to be placed on an assignment immediately. And so that was my out. But that doesn't happen all the time, because I had been there long enough to where I could be reassigned.
Okay, I got
you.
But
had I not been, I would have had to stay in that same situation.
Okay, so you were reassigned in that. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Yeah, that.
But there was there's a lot in between that, and actually I've wrote it in a book, which is Behind the Ranks, Volume 2, which is for women who served in the military and were speaking our voices. So, you know, that story is written in there, and although I'd love to put majority of it behind, I can't forget where I came from.
Yeah.
And so there's a fire on the inside of me that won't allow me to sit still to reach out and help those other women who may not be as fortunate as I was, and how, and as I am.
What's the name of what's the name of the book, Wanda?
It's Behind the Ranks, Volume 2.
Behind the Rank, okay.
Yes, Behind the Rank, Volume 2.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that,
and it can be it can be located on my website as well.
Okay, give us that again too, the website.
It's shebetinspires.com.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay. And the articles in the Chicago Crusader are just, they're great. They really are. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are hoping that things are going to be a lot better. I think they are getting better. Do you feel that way?
Yes. They begin to put a lot of things in place and put things in, you know, in place to create safety. I believe that there is a lot of measures that are being taken. Now, whether those measures are being utilized because people feel safe to use them, that's another question. I don't have any status on that or anything.
Gotcha.
I just know that the need is there for someone to feel safe. You know, I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel I could go to my command and say what was going on because I had my job at jeopardy.
What kind of unit was that? What kind of unit were you in at the time?
Personnel, because I'm personnel.
I got
so I've
personnel,
always been
yeah.
in personnel unit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the MOS now of, can women go in the combat units? They can, can't they?
Women can go in the
combat. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
And they can go in the combat unit. And so being in a male-dominated unit sometimes can often feel a little awkward because not being able to really share some you know, female issues or female experiences and feel comfortable with that. So, having the opportunity to be a part of She Voices, she gets to be around a community of women who have served and experienced some of the things that she's experienced that can encourage her, and get to hear of resources that are available through the coalition, and also have the opportunity to voice her opinion via media, whether on She That Inspires or She Serves, She Matters, is writing in the column.
The column is great. The column goes so well. It really does. And
yes,
we just...
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, I can.
Yeah.
We are so excited. I mean, in ways that I cannot express, because I talk to you on a daily basis. Your heart, your mind, your spirit, it is just so wonderful to share this platform with you. So I look forward in so many ways of working with you to help women across this world, not just on just Illinois, because you're a brand, we're a brand, and we're branding together to make a platform that will help and heal with resources and information. So what better person than you? Too excited.
For those who may not know, Glenda Smith is the executive producer of America's Heroes Group.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I just thought maybe I would jump in because she was like, "Are you going to talk?" I'm like, "No, Wanda." But I've just felt, I'm just so excited to have her on board. I'm serious.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She does a great job.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So Wanda.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing to join forces with someone who really has the heart to help others. It's just so needed. It's so needed. Serving in the armed forces is a wonderful thing. I wouldn't change it for the world. Even the experiences that I have, because they have catapulted me to where I am today.
Sure.
And so everything has its time and its season and its purpose. And that was what brought me here today. And that's my mission here on the earth, is to reach out to those who have experienced what I experienced to let them know that there's better days ahead.
Amen.
So to partner with someone who desires to help find our voice is just really a pleasure, because there's nothing worse than not being able to feel like you've been heard.
True.
And this is the reason why oftentimes, and I can speak from experience, this is the reason why we hold things in and we try to figure them out on our own, and we end up going around in circles like a hamster on a wheel, because we're going inward and getting the answers, which we're going to keep coming up with the same thing. So if we reach out to someone who has not only had that experience, but understand and are willing to help me build that bridge and build my life again,
right.
Because there is homelessness that waits at the end of being silent.
Sister Soldier, you are wonderful. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And, of course, we will be continuing to read your great articles in the Chicago Crusader.
And looking forward to the monthly show, She Voices.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Wanda.
Have a great weekend.
Bless us.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be back.